Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Alex L.
And I'm Libby Delena.
Welcome to this Morning Walk podcast.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Libby.
How are you?
You know, I've been sick for 8 weeks, so that's shitty.
It is really shitty. And I've heard you coughing and coughing and coughing. My gosh.
It's terrible. Not COVID, so that's good. But I have little kids who are in school, so they bring home lots of preschool germs, and it's disgusting. And so I was sick for 2 weeks, got better, went away to travel, came home, felt fine. Kids went to school. They got sick. They're fine after like 24 hours. They're fine. And then I got sick and it turned into an upper respiratory infection. So I had to get an inhaler, antibiotics, all types of stuff.
Well, I have to say, when you came to visit, your energy didn't seem like you were sick, but you definitely had a cough. And that's now a month ago, or more than that.
Yes. I'm still coughing.
So tell me about walking while you're sick.
You know, it hasn't really been bad. It's actually been something I've looked forward to. A few of the walks were short because I'm like, I just feel, I don't want to be walking and like hacking up a lung.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been fine. And something that I do is I just go slowly. And yeah, today I had a coughing fit though. And it was so embarrassing because this young boy, he was like, I don't know, he was hundreds of feet away from me, literally. But my cough is so loud and aggressive when I have coughing attacks that he was looking back and I felt so bad. And I was trying, you know how you like, when you try to hold a cough, it's like death.
It's almost impossible. Yeah, it's really impossible.
Yeah.
I'm glad that your walks haven't been too dramatically affected. I mean, someone reached out on Instagram saying, talk about walking while you're sick. And I have to say, over the 11 years, there have been plenty of times when I've been sick. I seem to, maybe like you, when I get sick, it always lands in my lungs. And I've had pneumonia one too many times, I think. But there have definitely been some walks where I literally keep my jammies on. I literally put on some shoes and I go around the block.
Yeah.
So it becomes really a recuperative gesture rather than, I don't know, exploration or healing. It's really just the sun on my face, the fresh air, just moving my body a little bit feels lovely and maybe even essential. Love to think of it as just wild medicine. And I think even if I were living in a really populated city, just getting outside, regardless of weather, would feel great. But it's a different experience walking while you're sick. There's a caretaking component that, I don't know, has to be really physically gentle and really, really honor what your body can do.
And what you want to do and what you don't want to do. I think like if you're sick and going for a mile walk doesn't feel good for you, don't do that.
Don't do it. Right.
Something that I did do to kind of prep was make sure that I was hydrated, because I was, the coughs that are happening are so aggressive that it actually causes me to vomit. I told you this. So guys, like, I'm really struggling over here. Like, it's not good. And I mean, it sucks when you feel fine, but then you have this lingering thing that's clearly not okay. And so I've been staying hydrated, eating good protein, good greens, taking my antibiotics with probiotics so I don't mess up my gut too much, and creating kind of a regimen, like, okay, I'm not coughing right now. I'm going to go for my walk, drink my water, go for my walk, hopefully not catch a coughing fit, come back in, eat my lunch and sit down and just relax, because it can be hard. And also, like, I have just pockets of cough drops everywhere. So it's just like honoring where we are and not overdoing it, because especially if we're sick, like clearly we need to be resting. And so while walking can be a form of rest, like walking around the block or up the block is enough. Like, don't exhaust yourself, because then, you know, it's just not good. So.
No, that's right. And I think as you step out the door and you think of this as a restful gesture, and just a gesture, right? Like, it's just, it's meant not to raise your heart rate. It's not meant to create any sweat or, right? You're not going for steps or miles, which we've talked a lot about, but it is a mindset of restfulness and at the same time, a little bit of nourishment. I do think there is, for me anyway, stepping outside, I always feel a little bit better. It's probably more intellectual and spiritual than it is maybe even physically. I just feel better. So yeah, make sure that as you go outside, when you're sick and you are able to walk, of course, that mindset is really, yeah, it's about nourishing your body back to health, not creating any stresses at all. It's interesting. You and I have talked about this, probably not on the air. I've been doing a lot of getting in cold water, cold exposure, Wim Hof, cold water. And I will say this is, I think it's really related to walking in that lately, this last month, as I get in the cold water, I cannot navigate it the way I could 2 months ago. I get cold faster. My teeth are chattering. And so to me, we have these seasons, right? Mm-hmm. Seasons with walking, seasons where you feel like you could walk all day long and it doesn't feel like any exertion. Then there's a season where you and I talked about this last time, you get sort of bored or antsy or what are we? And so for me in the cold water, I've really tried to, it almost feels as if I am sick in some way. And what I mean by that is something's changed in my body and I need to pay attention to it. And the cold water is showing me that I need to pay attention. And I think the same happens in walking. Our walks can become a tool, a resource for your body saying to you, I need you to slow down a minute. I need you to pause. I need you maybe even some days stretch your limbs a little further. So it is really an opportunity in both scenarios to get some information from your body. It sounds like for you, your body saying, I feel pretty good, but there's something happening that I need to pay attention to.
Yeah. And I noticed today when I first went out, I wasn't coughing and it was cold. It was like 55 and it felt so good. So I was taking some really big breaths in and exhaling. And then when it warmed up or when I really started getting, I went on a long walk today. It was like a mile and a half and I was leaving my little community care Love Rocks everywhere and it started to warm up. And that's when I started to get irritated. I don't know if it's because I was, you know, my heart rate picked up and it started getting warmer out, but it was just like, okay, it's time to go home. And like honoring that it's time to go home. So that was a good lesson. Like, girl, bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in. Yeah, it's the same for me in the cold water. I usually can stay in twice as long as I can right now. I need to get out. My body's saying, you got to get out. And okay, it's sort of, you know, that's the season we're in and that's okay. And to be able to hear that and honor that, I think is part of the lesson of this practice is watching those seasons, watching those shifts, learning how to hear the messaging. Yeah. So for you, it's time to go home. For me, it was time to get out of the water. And that looks different than it did a month ago, but they're both great and lessons to be learned in each.
Yeah, completely. Totally. I haven't had my tea today, but what have you had?
I had some jasmine, silver needle jasmine. I can't remember the purveyor. It was really crisp, grassy green. And quite honestly, I drank it out of a little teacup that's old. I don't even know where it came from and ended up in my cabinet. And it's sort of a very proper teacup. It has a little saucer and a little shallow with a little handle. And it felt very, I don't know, it felt very sort of fancy and playful in a fun way. It was like my own little tea party. So there is no maker that I can share, but it was a nice little moment.
Vintage.
Right. Exactly. It had little roses on it. It's not really my aesthetic, but there was something about it that felt like a, you know, little girl tea party.
That's very sweet. Well, I miss you. And so does Charlie. She said yesterday, I miss Lib. And I was like, I know, we'll go back soon. So it might be time for us to come visit in the next
coming
weeks.
Yeah, that would be my favorite thing. As I've said to you before, when you both are here, I just sleep so much better. It's like, oh my gosh, all my favorite people are in the house and now I can sleep. So yes, please do. Look forward to seeing you. Have a great day. I love you.
Thank you. I love you. Wish me no cough.
Okay. No cough. I'm wishing that for you.
Okay.
All right. Bye. This Morning Walk podcast is produced by
me, Wayne Bertram.
Me, Alex L.
And me, Libby Delena.
If you enjoy the show, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Don't forget to follow This Morning Walk on Instagram
for weekly journal prompts and photos from our walks.
Until next time,
take care.
Thanks for walking with us.